You have how many heads of children?
Three.
You got two boys and three girls. What do you have?
Two boys and three girls.
Uh-huh.
Four-headed children.
Okay. Do you ever speak of them as heads? Have you ever spoken of children as heads?
What do you mean, head?
Uh-huh. Do you ever speak of children as heads of children?
You mean the oldest one, head, and what you mean?
No, I mean like cattle. You know, we say heads of cattle. Now, if you're talking about children, would you say that lady has five heads of children?
She knows she has five children.
So you wouldn't speak of them as heads?
No.
Okay. If he had seven boys and seven girls, you might say he had a what?
Had seven boys and seven girls.
Uh-huh. What kind of, what would you say they had?
Seven boys and seven girls, all in the family.
Do you ever use the word pastel? Have you ever heard that word?
No, I never heard that word, pastel.
So the word pastel doesn't mean anything to you when speaking about children, 14 children.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's what?
That's being 14 children.
Okay, that's one on you.
Mm-hmm.
That's pastel. That's a new word you learned today, huh? I finally got a chance to teach you something today. All right, the outside of an ear of corn, what do you call that?
Shucks.
All right, when you pick corn, the green covering that you take off the ears is the what?
Shucks. Silk.
What is a husk?
What?
The husk of a corn.
That's the husk of the corn, like you cut off the cob and put the husk on it.
Okay. What is the kind of corn you eat on the cob?
Boiling.
Yeah, what do you call that, though?
Corn on the cob.
All right. Are there any other names that you use for corn on the cob?
Corn on the cob, no, not I can think of.
Okay, now when corn is first starting to grow, and then you get ready to go out and put it. You say, I'm going out here and get me some what?
Give me some fresh corn.
Either some nice what?
Some nice rosemary.
Okay. What do you call the top of the corn stalk?
Tossle.
The stringy stuff that comes out the end of the corn shuck and that you have to brush off near the ear.
You take the silk.
Okay. This is a large, round fruit that grows on the ground that you make pie out of it at Thanksgiving.
Pumpkin.
The kind of small, yellow, crooked neck vegetable. Any name for it?
Squash.
Okay. What kind of melons do you raise?
Watermelon.
Okay.
Cantaloupe.
The kind of melon with the yellow meat.
That's watermelon, yellow watermelon meat.
And then the other was smaller, you just said that was what?
Cantaloupe.
All right. Are there any other names for any other kind of melon with yellow meat? Just shape it.
Red meat, white meat. Some of them meat red, some of them white and brown, where you go.
Okay, what does the word muskmelon mean to you?
Muskmelon, that's the same thing as cantaloupe.
All right. Oh, that's the same thing as cantaloupe. Okay, what springs up in the woods and fields after a rain? The little white umbrella-shaped thing.
What, bone and glory of lily?
You eat them. People have them in soup.
Have them in soup?
Uh-huh.
Grow in the woods?
Uh-huh. Okay, it's something that grows on stumps or fallen logs.
You got the stump.
What about mushrooms?
Oh, mushrooms. Oh, all
right. Are they good to eat?
Some folk like them, I don't like them.
You don't like them. I think you mentioned watermelon before when we were talking about melons. But they are large and green, and people sometimes pickle the rind. What different kinds of watermelon do you know of?
Well, they got to call it the rattlesnake, blacksnake, and all two different kinds of names. I can't think of all.
All right. Now, the inside of the watermelon, what do we call that?
They call it the heart, man. You know.
What you eat?
That's the pumpkin, they call it.
Okay, and then the little black things that are in it.
Seeds.
Okay. Speaking of mushrooms, the ones you don't eat, what do you call those?
The ones you don't eat?
Uh-huh, the ones that grow out wild.
Wild mushrooms.
What do you call those?